doot 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 doot. Last time I did this, I was told I didn't have to read the questions. Whatever. Read them anyway. What are you going to do about it? Huh? 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 That's right. Suck it up. I mean, you could just stop listening or skip ahead or whatever, but then, like, what if you miss some really fascinating thing? Which you won't, so if you want to skip ahead, feel free to go forward and do so. Wonder who's calling me. To voicemail. So then, if I could have any animal as a pet, which would it be? So, like, there's the realistic answer. I'd really like to have, like, a reef fish tank, like a saltwater reef. I just don't have the time nor patience to keep track of that nonsense, but that's actually what I really, really want. I've been close a few times, but I've never actually done it. I paused so you couldn't hear me clear my throat. I'm not feeling good. I've been close a few times. I've never actually done it. I've never made the final jump all the way up to it. I bought equipment. I've done the reading. I got really close. And then in the last minute, I always chicken out because it's a shit ton of fucking work. But I really want a reef tank and I want a shit ton of live rock because I think that's the coolest thing because you never know what's going to show up in the live rock. And that's kind of cool. It's like the whole mystery of it. So that would be my ultimate fucking like pet. Because I've done a lot of wacky pets over the years. Like, I've had all sorts of reptiles and amphibians and, like, weird shit like that. And I think we've mostly gotten that out. And, like, dogs and cats and the regular stuff. Birds. I like birds. I like the idea of birds. I don't actually like owning birds. It's not a pleasant experience. But I wish I could because they're kind of cool and all. But, nah, they're just too much fucking work. Like, a minor bird would be pretty awesome, actually. Except for, again, it's a bird, and I don't want to deal with the fucking ownership of a bird, because, like, they require way too much effort. Like, social effort, because, yeah. So, a reef fish tank, there you go. That's my actual dream, like a mini reef. Not quite a micro reef, there is a difference. Micro reef would be cool, too, but that's even more work, and if you're going to have somebody do it for me, and time and space and money are no fucking objects, might as well go all in. Or a platypus. Because, like, that's just the coolest fucking animal ever. Right? Like, look in this weird little collection of shit. And it's, like, fucking awesome. And it's one of the only two monotremes out there, which is cool. And it's got fucking poison fucking claws. And it's got fucking electromagnetic sensing beak. And it's fucking awesome. But, well, I mean, it did say any sort of animal. So, maybe that? Yeah. An ideal Sunday. Sleeping. As long and as late as possible with absolutely nothing to do. Preferably with like a warm like sun streaming through the window, but sleeping. That's my ideal Sunday, please. It could be with a partner. It could be alone. As long as I'm warm and comfortable, like, you know, like I said, ideally like the sunlight streaming through and like nothing to do and nobody out there like telling me what to do. That's my answer. It's my favorite holiday and why. I don't have one. I don't have any holiday that I'm into. I know that's not like a cool answer, but meh. There's just a day to have off work. Meh. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't really do any of them necessarily. I don't even have a flippant answer for it. I just don't have an answer. I don't have a favorite holiday. Sorry. Favorite place I've ever visited? St. John's, Newfoundland. The people are all super cool. The environment is super amazing. And it's just like this weird little, like, Bohemian city in the middle of fucking nothing, and it's awesome, and everybody is fucking cool as shit, and it had a really cool music scene, and it was honestly the best place I have ever been in my fucking life, and that was a long time ago, and I've always wanted to go back, and I have yet to do so, but That, by far and away, is my favorite place I've ever visited, which is probably less than a lot of people have. Like, despite the fact that, you know, I've been around for a long time, I haven't really done a lot of vacations, certainly not too far off in exotic places. I've never been to Europe. I've been to Central America a couple times. I've never seen the west coast of the country I live in, which you can probably figure that out on your own, so whatever, but I'm still going to be vague. But, yeah, St. John's, that's the one. Like, that's the coolest fucking place in the world. And, yeah. Okay. I would like to go back. One cuisine for the rest of the year. Easy. Indian food. Whatever. Don't even have to say anything else. If I got to do a fallback, it's Chinese food, because who doesn't love Chinese food? Although, I guess American Chinese food isn't real Chinese food, but whatever. I'm still going with that. But Indian food's like number one on the list. Would I have loved to see in concert? Or have? Because I don't know. I've seen most of my favorites, actually. I always tell a story that changed my concert growing career from bands that I really liked to bands that I just kind of give a shit about for historical purposes, because I really wanted to go see Joe Strummer. And like, I had been offered to go see Joe Strummer, and I was going to go see Joe Strummer, and then I canceled out in the last minute, and it turned out that, shortly thereafter that performance, he died, so I will never get the chance to have seen Joe Strummer. So that's probably the big one, because after that I stopped just going to bands that I liked anymore and started to see anybody that I thought would be relevant to a long-term interest, like, you know, things that I'm like, I'm glad I saw these guys before they broke up or whatever, which changed me, which actually exposed me to quite a few new things over the years that I never thought I would like that I did because the live show was so good. So I suppose from that regard, Joe Strummer would be the one I would have loved to see in concert. Because most of the people who are still out there making music, I've seen at least once, probably in their prime. Mountains or beach? Mountains. Easy. Mountains have forests, and mountains have streams, and mountains have far less people. Mountains. Night with board games or a night out dancing? I'm a nerd. I make no secret. I roll dice to have fun. I pretend I'm a paladin, and I fight dragons in my spare time, so you're damn right it's board games. I don't really know how else I can go any further, because that's pretty much right there, like a pretty nerdy admission, but board games, yeah, because I'm an old geek. Any quirks people tease me for? Yeah. Yeah, a lot, actually. Usually that, I obsess over strange things, and I have weird, tendencies, grudges, I don't know what you want to call it. Like the pear thing I mentioned in the past, I get mocked for that a lot. Just a lot of weird things like that. Like, there's a lot of goofy things that I fucking do. Like, there's nothing I can think of off the top of my head. Like, yeah, this is it. But, people make fun of me a lot. I'm used to it. Whatever. Fuck your face. I don't think I have any quirks that are so adorable people should notice. As a matter of fact, I'd prefer if they'd notice less of the weird stuff I do. It'd be a whole lot easier. Favorite star constellation? If so, which is it? I don't know. That's a good one, too. I mean, Orion's got, like, the cool story and all, and he's easy to find because of the belt. Like, I can almost reliably always find Orion when he's up. So, I mean, that's a big one. Although, obviously, Ursa Minor has the North Star, which is probably slightly more important because it's the North Star and thus the basis for all navigation. Pleiades is where the Thargoids come from. That's kind of cool. So, really, there's three. I suppose, like I said, from a logical standpoint, Ursa Minor, because, again, Polaris, Stellamaris and all. But Orion, like I said, is the one that I can always spot. Like, it's easy to find the belt, and from there you can usually pick out the rest of them. And the story of Orion is pretty cool, so we'll go with Orion. How about them? Okay, that was a weird little squeaky noise that I'm not going to be able to remove. What is the subject? Oh, you know, oddly enough, that's a good fucking crossover. What is the subject I'd love to learn about? I can't, because it's baffling as hell, but holy crap. make sure I get it right. Astronomy blows my mind. Like, it's just amazing the things that we have discovered about the world as it was and possibly where it's going and the way things are, and just all the stuff out there that we can discover through things like radio telescopes. And just, I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, I can't possibly understand astronomy. I don't have the intelligence to fucking take it all in. And it amazes me that people can figure these things out from just the stuff we've done and just the whole sheer size of the universe and history and time and all that amazes me. I love the entire concept of, I guess, astrophysics, like, you want to go all out, but I can never understand it. I'm not smart enough, and I'll never be smart enough to understand it. And I can accept that. Favorite emoji? The fact that there's a poop emoji is pretty cool, but I don't think I have a favorite emoji. Skype's got the little old dude with, like, the monocle and the mustache. I like him too, but it's not like an emoji per se, because that's not part of, like, the emoji standard. Because you may or may not know, but, like, emojis are, like, a standard. Like, there's a little organization out there that determines what gets to be an emoji and approves them and makes them, and it's very confusing. So, this little Skype monocle dude is not an emoji, but I like him. And the poop's kind of funny, because, like, somebody thought the time enough to make a poop emoji. But, I don't know. Would I rather get a useless but super personal and thoughtful gift, or something useful but generic? Just give me money. See, I don't like getting gifts, which is one of the reasons why a lot of holidays are not for me either. But I'd rather you just give me money so they can pick out what I actually need. Now, that's not fair, though, because a super personal gift is really cool, and a super personal gift kind of transcends everything. Even if it's not useful, as long as I have something I can do with it, like, you know, it's got a purpose somewhere in my life, because that's really cool as shit. But rather than you buy me what you think I want or what I say I want, I'd rather you just give me money so I can find the best deal on it and feel good about myself. So both. Because again, a super personal gift is way fucking cooler, period. But unless you can walk that fine line of actually pulling it off, just give me a fat stack of cash. Fancy culture of toy choice. I can't even speak. I like museums. Is that considered fancy culture? I love museums. I adore museums, like real museums. Like, the American Museum of Natural History is the greatest museum on earth, and was from when I was a little kid up to now. Still my favorite place in the world to go. I mean, so are some of the other ones, but that's the big one. So I love museums. It doesn't have to be an art museum. It can just be a museum in general, but I love them. No, I've never had a case of wanderlust, which you probably figured out by the fact that I said I haven't traveled to many places. No, I'm happy where I am, usually. And I can usually find something to amuse myself within a close distance of where I am. So, nope, never had wanderlust. Okay. There's like a whole second set. Do I have a specific audio I keep coming back to? Yes. There have been several over the year-ish that I've been here that I have, like, really gotten into, and I can always go back to because it's reliable. I don't think any of them are ever plots or tags, because that's not something I seek out. Like, I'm not driven to find, I don't really care about plots, to be honest with you. Like, words are nice and all, but I like sounds, and that's what brings me back. It's usually particular sounds, like there's something about it, maybe something that the performer has said, or the way in which a performer that says it, or just the way the performer shares her emotions and passion and feeling. There's been a few. So yes, there are some specific audios that have kept me coming back to get the job done, and yeah, there is now. And I guess, like I said, if we're going to pick any of the things from the list here, what it really does is it's the voice. Like, it depends on how the voice, and you know, well, because it's more than just voice. I like noises, but the voice, the sounds, the actress, that's what I like. She will keep me coming back repeatedly over and over and over again. Fuck yeah. Special phrase that gets me going. Don't judge me. Fuck me, daddy. That works. Fuck me like a whore. That works. That kind of stuff. God, I'm a fucking sucker for that. I know. Stereotypical and a little silly, but whatever. It works. Fuck, does it work? God, it's dirty, it's hot. Those are the big ones. Come inside me is a big one, too. Please come inside me. Yeah, those are three good ones. Probably the three biggest ones. Yeah, and in real life. I'll take that. Although I don't get quite the same reaction in real life. First kink or fetish you discovered I had. Like, if you say dress-up, it sounds so weird. If you say costumes, it sounds so weird. But I like clothes. I like certain clothes. I like fancy clothes. I like skirts. I like stockings. I like dresses. I love fancy dresses. What do you call those things that you wear? The opera gloves? Fuck. I don't know what it is. So that whole fucking thing. That certainly probably qualifies. Like, I love it. I can seek that out. And I remember being into that from like a little kid on. Like, that was some of the first stuff. Like, you know, when I was looking, like, you know, Steel Playboys or whatever. Anything where they wore like a lingerie or like a fancy bit of clothing, fuck, that worked on me. So that probably is identifiable as the first fucking fetish, because like, it was something that would always really get me off. Like, I don't think it's a fetish in the classic term. I don't need it to get off. But motherfuck, does it enhance things. So that one, dress up, I don't know what you want to call that. Clothing, fancy clothes, certain clothes. It's not just lingerie, it's clothing. Do really stereotypical porn scenarios work for me? Like I said, not necessarily. I don't actually think that nurses are all that hot. And, you know, same with like the teacher-student thing. Like, it doesn't work. Like, again, like, who's going to like schoolgirl outfits? We include those into the clothing thing. It's hot. Sorry. I don't think there's, like, any, like, thing that, like, you know, I can think back, like, yeah, I want that. Because I don't really care. Like I said earlier when I talked about audios, I don't need an audio with a big ornate plot in it. As long as it has the things that turn me on, that's what I'm looking for. So there's no stereotypical scenario that makes me super excited. They are what they are. Have I found a person yet who was nearly perfectly compatible in bed? Maybe. Sucker for pet names. What's my favorite one, or do I hate them all? Like, to be used for me? I don't know if I have one that's been used for me. It, like, fucking melts me. I don't think people usually give me pet names, per se. I don't know why. I guess I'm just too prickly for pet names. Is there one that I often turn to? I think Kitten is sweet. It's a cute little one. Because who doesn't love kittens, right? Yeah, like, they're cute, they're cuddly, they purr, they're soft. You want to pick them up and cuddle them. Like, it's sweet. Who doesn't want to cuddle a kitten? So Kitten's the one I think I like to use, but I don't know. None really apply to me. So, yeah, there you go. So what are we looking at here? 19 minutes of more nonsense. I think we're going to wrap this up. I hope I did a good enough job. I hope you listened to the end. I always feel like I should put a secret word at the end so you can tell me the secret word, like, you know, the passcode to prove that you listened to the end. But, like, really, who the fuck cares? Did you listen to the end? Why? All right, that's it. Thanks. Bye, click.